When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? So check us out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like when you're there. That's important. And I got to tell you, there's all kinds of really cool stuff that I posted this week on Facebook. So I don't generally take the time anymore to do all of the good news about animals and all of that sort of stuff on the air, unless we have alerts. And good news this week is we don't have any alerts and or recalls and that sort of thing. But all kinds of great stuff on Facebook. So check it out. And you need to do that regularly if you're going to keep up, because now that I know how to do it, I'm a posting fool, I'll tell you. All right, so as usual, Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberts, is across the table. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, it's not quite as rainy and drizzly and gray as it was last week and the week before, I think. But
No complaining.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the rain's a good thing, and I was reading with delight that a lot of our reservoirs and watersheds are now starting to fill up to a point where it looks like, given the El Nino that's coming down, that in terms of water in the reservoirs and watersheds, we're going to be in good shape.
Well,
and of course,
even
the million-dollar question.
In the mountains
well, that's
right
the
now.
That's the million-dollar question: is it snowpack? Because that's what it's all about. Because it's a delayed release, and we need that. This last year, we were 15-20% of normal snowpack statewide. I mean, that's not sustainable. And as a result, I mean, we saw what happened with low river and stream levels and temperatures, and it had an effect. But so far, so good. So when it rains, you got to feel good about it.
Yeah, it looks
a good
like,
thing.
Well, you know, you can get it. Like yesterday, I had almost an inch and quarter of rain. That just seems so unusual. It didn't used to be like that. We get that much at a time, but now it kind of comes in big bunches. But like you said, rain is good. But you know, at least I heard them talking about snow in the mountains consistently for this week. That like by Tuesday it's down to like 3,500 feet, and Thursday they're expecting it to come down to like 2,500 feet, and that's like pretty early for us. So maybe we'll make up for the snowpack this year than from last year.
We'll see. It's just a weather storm that's coming in. And if you look at our temperatures, like tomorrow, the high is going to be, is not going to make the 50 degrees.
Yeah.
And so we're going to enter that period of the dreaded 40s. That's what I call the dreaded 40s, high of the day is mid-40s and the low of the day is mid-40s. I mean, to me, that's the worst.
Yeah, there's a chill in the air. There's no doubt about that. And but fortunately, the leaves are almost down.
lot of them are
not completely
in my drain storm.
You had dropped it a drain in your neighborhood,
and I
right?
found out that I'm clearing it about twice a week now.
Okay.
And if I don't, it makes a huge difference because it'll back up, and the street will get will actually have standing water on it.
Well, I'm
it
sure makes your that neighbors are very grateful, even though they probably don't know it's you that's doing it.
Well, if only the other folks along the street would do their civic duty, we'd have less water on the street.
Well, it's pretty amazing if you're out and driving around and we get one of those torrential downpours, because all of a sudden there's rivers and lakes everywhere. And in the city, of course, a lot of that has to do with the drains are covered with leaves right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
So, all righty. And You are still not sure about our winter predictions in terms of snow? Because I think we still have kind of the almanacs don't agree.
I have a tendency to go with the science. And NOAA and the National Weather Service is I'm more inclined to go with them. And they're still holding to their guns. El Nino, more precipitation than average, but warmer temperatures than average. So they're betting against more than significant snowfalls in the mountains. But we'll
isn't
see.
It the Farmer's Almanac is predicting more snow? I think, isn't that right?
I mean, they're not agreeing. There's the Farmer's Almanac, and there's the old Farmer's Almanac. And I believe it's the old Farmer's Almanac that's saying that it's going to be cooler, and we're going to have more snow.
And just the generic Farmer's Almanac says, anyway, we'll have to see what happens.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. And as always, in her private studio would be Animal World's call screener, Kathy Southwick, is here. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning.
And how are you doing today?
Oh, doing really well. I've got help now. Yay.
Oh, okay. Well,
we have a new member.
We do. We have a full studio today because we have a new guy in the house. This is kind of unusual. Mike's not the only guy here. And that would be Chris Denega is joining our Animal World family as a call screener. Good morning, Chris, and welcome to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thanks so much.
And I met Chris just recently in the series of classes I did at East West. You all know about that. And Chris happened to be at the classes and is getting busy starting his own career with animals and so forth. And I just mentioned, happened to have, backup call screener position open. And so here he is, and we'll be delighted to have you as long as you want to stay part of the family and join us from time to time. So
yeah, I'm delighted to be here.
So he's going to hang in here. And it's especially a good day for you to be joining us because it's Talk With Your Animals Sunday here on Animal World. And that means our own very gifted animal communicator, intuitive medium, and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso, is here. Good morning, Darcy.
Good morning. I'm always happy to be here.
Yeah, and I thought you were going to get to meet Rick at my classes because you always intend to come to my classes, and then invariably something happens and somebody needs you and you don't get there. But Chris also does a lot of intuitive work. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do psychic reading and healing and Reiki as well.
Yeah, so
welcome. We're glad to have you here.
So yeah, I don't know if you've mastered being in two places at once, but he's supposed to be learning how to screen calls because we have lots of calls when it's Talk With Your Animal Sunday. But at the same time, you probably could be helpful in inputting with the cases we'll be talking about on the air. So we'll just have to see how today shakes out.
Yeah,
and whether you're in this studio or that too studio. Well, I didn't check with you. You haven't figured out how to be two places at once, have you?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, if you figure it out, let us know.
I will do.
All right. So we are most likely start taking phone calls about 9:30 today after our first segment of taking care of our advertisers and sponsors. That'll probably be time when we're ready to go the phone lines. And I'm going to give you phone numbers now because we will also do a Designing Health Missing Link giveaway today. And to be a winner of our Missing Link giveaway, which are phenomenal supplements for your dogs, cats, birds, chickens, horses, but we don't give the horse supplement away on the air. And you just have to be 18 years or older, and you can't have won a contest here on this show or any other show on KKNW in the last 30 days. And if you that describes you, then you're eligible to win. And sometime during the show, I'll decide that it's time. Now, of course, we have to have open phone lines to do it, and I'll let you know it's time to call in for Missing Link, and I will give you the Missing Link word or words of the day, which I don't know what those are yet, but they'll come to me when it's time. And then your job is to pick up the phone and tell Kathy the words of the day, and you can decide what version of Missing Link you would like for your animal friends. And jot these down in case you're planning to call in to have a reading with Darcy. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime while we're on the air. We will get it in the studio to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And let's see, I don't have any Real follow. I have one piece of follow-up just to tell you, if you haven't heard the big news, Jackson Galaxy, host of one of my favorite animal TV shows, that would be My Cat from Hell. He's the best feline behavior therapist that I've ever seen and known of, and works very similarly to the way I do with cats. And he will be in town next, a week from November 18th. It's Wednesday evening. He'll be in town with his new book, Catify to Satisfy. And he's going to be at a church in Seattle. It sounds like they're expecting a big turnout. And I just found out that it's not a free book signing. You have to buy tickets. And tickets are like $21.95. They're available at Brown Paper Tickets or as a Brown Paper Bag Tickets, whatever that website is where you buy tickets. Mm-hmm. That's where you can get tickets. And one ticket, at least what I read yesterday, one ticket gets one or two people in and a copy of his book. So if you're interested in that, that's Wednesday, November 18th. And then we do have an event happening today, and that would be sponsored by Meow, and it's their 12th dog tailgating and wine tasting, and that's at Northwest Cellars Wine Room in Kirkland, and it's this afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m., and if you want something fun to do with your dog, well-behaved leash dogs are invited. They don't get to taste the wine, but they can come to the event. So that's kind of fun. If you're a wine person, you might want to join that. And, gosh, we'll do current events. We'll shoot for about 10:50 today, and don't be surprised if it gets pushed off to the last hour if we're really slammed with phones. But we'll get to current events. Got some good stuff on current events for you this week as well. And then our big news, well, should we start the show first? Maybe we should start the show before I do the big news.
Sounds good to me. Because
you may all think we started the show already. In fact, I'm sure Chris thinks the show we start. But no, the show is not official until we invoke the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for the last 25, 30 years, and who also guides Darcy's work with the animals. That, of course, would be St. Francis. So let's go ahead and make it official, and then we'll, because we want his blessing for our big announcement. Okay. All right, so we start with, after all, it is Sunday, a couple of prayers, one for our animal friends and then a longer one for us humans because we need more help. So the first one here is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Amen. Alrighty then, we are now official. Okay, so we have some really good news today. We get to welcome to the Animal World family a brand new advertiser. Yeah. Yeah, and we are that excited, but I have to tell you, this is really special because we are welcoming a delightful couple, Tia and David Akrish, who are local, and they've been fans of Animal World for many, many years. And of course, they still feed Precise food to their dogs. We, of course, were my sponsors for years, but I think haven't been out of the picture for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years probably. So anyway, they've been fans of Animal World for a very, very long time, and they've wanted to advertise their company and their products for the last 5 years, and they're finally in a position that they're able to do that. So we are welcoming today Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs, and I'm delighted to say they have a phenomenal line of products, many of which they make themselves and put the the concoctions and the creams and the teas together and all that sort of stuff. We're going to be learning more and more about them as the weeks go by. And I am presently just starting to work with some of their products. They have products for our animal friends, of course, and for humans. And I've been starting to use their Radiant Youth Skin Cream, face and skin cream, which is it's really nice. And then they make a hot spot and irritation skin, you know, cream for animals, and then some powdered herbal supplements, one for cats, one for dogs, you know, and I have all that stuff. So I'm just starting to use them, but I'll tell you, I really am liking Tia and David's their energy and what they put into this. And you can find out more about their products. About Tia's just created a landing page for us animal world people. And it's healmypet.org. Healmypet.org. That will bring up the landing page. And then their big website that has all the products is ChineseHerbsForYou.com. But you can connect through the HealMyPet.com link. And I can tell you that their products for animals are available at Earth Pet Store in Issaquah, which is one of my favorite little, you know, wonderful little pet stores who have been with us occasionally for advertising here on the air. But Earth Pet in Issaquah has the pet products, and they are presently going in to, I say, select Hagen's stores, because some of them are closing down. Like, they're in the last days in Monroe, the Hagen's in Monroe, that's closing, so they won't be there. So the Hagen's stores that aren't closing, they'll have the full line of products in those stores. So that's going to be really fun. So you'll be able to pick them up there. And also, of course, order online anytime. And to get to know them and to learn more about all of their products, they're going to be in the studio with us on November 22nd. So that's 2 weeks from today. They will be in the studio here. They're going to bring all their stuff, and we're going to play with their herbs and talk about them and all of that good stuff and get an education in Chinese herbs. So
that's fantastic. I'm an herbalist, so I'm highly interested in this, especially.
Well, I saw
the
you
animals.
Taking notes there, writing uh-huh. things down. So
yeah.
That's excellent, yeah. And I know you'll like them. And what I really like is that they're local, you know, and they do this themselves.
Mm-hmm. I order out of New Mexico, so if there's somebody here locally, and this sounds wonderful, so
yeah.
I'm really excited to listen in on
Super.
The 22nd.
Yeah, so they'll be here on the 22nd. So it's Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs, and the landing page for Animal World listeners is healmypet.com. Healmypet.info. I think I gave you it because it's different. Yeah, I'm so used to. I have to stay off of automatic pilot. Healmypet.info, I-N-F-O. Healmypet.info. And it is ChineseHerbsForYou.com, I believe, but it's healmypet.info is the landing page for us. Okay, then. I think we are pretty much caught up on everything that we need to do. So how about we go ahead and take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Please keep in mind that it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. And if you're ready to call in for a session with Darcy, and of course, you know, I chime in, and Chris is here too, and he'll be in one room or the other. But at any rate, don't be surprised if a guy answers the phone, because we usually always have women answering the phone. But you know, if a guy answers the phone, it won't be Mike, because it will be Chris. So at any rate, we continue straight ahead. It's Talk with Your Animals Sunday with gifted animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master Darcy Pariso is here. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic Synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Dr. Doug Yearout, holistic veterinarian, has relocated his office. The All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic is now at 1059 State Avenue, Suite E in Marysville. Dr. Doug has practiced holistic and naturopathic veterinary medicine for 35 years in the Lake Stevens area. He offers animal chiropractic, homeopathy, Western and Eastern herbal medicine, proper nutritional advice, class 4 medical laser therapy, and other energy healing methods. He treats almost everything dressed in an animal suit, including companion animals, dogs and cats, birds, rabbits, reptiles, ferrets, and other strange, rare, and peculiar exotic pets, including wildlife. The All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic is open by appointment Monday through Friday. Call today, 360-653-8171.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Spread the word. Your favorite shows are on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I just wanted to remind you that we just talked about Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Nels Healing Ministry. He's our bioenergetic synchronization technique guy. And boy, has he got great things to offer for you and your animal friends. And he'll be back in the studio with us the second Sunday of December. In the meantime, you can check him out at NelsHealingMinistry.com. Be sure you check on the testimonials and watch the videos of the corgis and dachshunds that were paralyzed from the waist down. And no drugs, no surgery, 4 to 7 treatments with Dr. Nels, and they're walking again. I mean, the guy really does miraculous work. And he works remotely as well as does house calls, or you can go to see him in person. So check it out, www.NelsHealingMinistry.com, or give him a call at 425-238-4855. Then you also heard about our own Dr. Doug Yearout, our very favorite alternative vet guy. He is now in Marysville, and his practice is not now called All Animals Alternative Medicine Clinic. Used to be All Animals and Bird Hospital, but now it's All Animals Alternative Medicine Clinic. He is the expert in veterinary homeopathy and pretty much all alternative services. He also does class 4 laser work. And the good news is he works on all animals. If it's an animal suit, or a reptile suit, or, I mean, even fish suits. He works with them. So check him out, Dr. Doug Yearout. You can give him a call at 360-653-8171. And then we also talked about, of course, our own Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon in Seattle. They are our acutonics, harmonic, and energy shifting, I should say, magicians, because they work magic too. If you're in this area and you can get in to see them and have a session in their gong room, it's really phenomenal. Like 18 huge gongs and all the acutonics forks and Tibetan bells and puas and whistles and rain sticks and you name it, they got it. Well, I don't think they have whistles, but they got bells and chimes and all that sort of thing. At least I've never heard a whistle in there. Anyway, phenomenal work. They work remotely as well. And Jude, of course, does the best chiropractic work. I saw traditional chiropractors for 25 years or so. I've never experienced anything like what she does. And she's straightened out problems for me that just didn't straighten out with the other kind of stuff. So well worth it. Whispering-dragon.com. Or you can give them a call at 206-706-2836. 2836. And speaking of Whispering Dragon and Jude and Paul, because Darcy Pariso is sitting right across the desk from me, it is Talk With Your Animal Sunday. And Darcy is an animal intuitive communicator, medium, and Reiki master. And Darcy, you and Jude and Paul have a big event coming up, I think, next Saturday, right?
We do. It's Saturday the 14th. And we're doing a 3-hour pampering experience.
Uh-huh.
So,
what are you calling it? Some kind of
it's a spiritual salon
day. Spiritual salon day.
Spiritual salon, yes. And so there will be three of us, actually. Jude will be doing the harmonic healing, and I will be doing readings, which, you know, whatever your choice is, whether it's animal readings, mediumship, intuitive. And then we have Lauren, who's the henna artist.
Yeah, and she does the wonderful henna, you know, the Indian
yes.
dyes and stuff that they do.
I've never really seen this before, but it's really amazing.
Oh.
If you look on her website or look, you know, check out the Spiritual Salon on our websites or Facebook pages.
Yeah, it's kind of like a painted on tattoo, and
mm-hmm.
but it's not permanent. But they last for quite a while. They last a couple 3 weeks, I think, if you're careful with them. I've seen them. I've seen, you know, friends have, you know, henna painted for some time, but Jude occasionally. Lauren puts like dragons on her, you know, for Whispering Dragon, and they're very cool.
I've seen them.
So people can come in. I think there's a morning time slot and an afternoon time slot. You come in for 3 hours, a 3-hour time period, and during that 3 hours, you spend probably an hour
with each
of you.
Yes,
so you get readings with Darcy mm-hmm. and get henna painting by Lauren, and then you'd get gonged. And harmonically shifted with Jude.
Correct.
So that's
right.
Really neat day. Yeah.
It is. And all you have to do is call Whispering Dragon, and their number is 206-706-2356, and it's in the Greenwood area.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to have a lot of fun, and you can either choose, like you said, the morning or the afternoon session.
Cool. So sign up now.
Yeah. We look forward to having you.
All righty then. So if you are ready to give us a call, and would like Darcy to tune in to, now Darcy, you can talk to current animal friends. You can tune in to humans or animal loved ones on the other side. You do intuitive type readings as well. So anything in that genre, Darcy's here.
Yeah.
St. Francis is ready. So jot down the numbers, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Or you can shoot us an email anytime to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, while we're waiting for Kathy to get calls screened and up, tell me, Darcy, I know you were at an intuitive fair yesterday. You had an event yesterday. So how did that go, and where were you?
I was actually not too far from here at Interspace. It's I-N-T-R-A, Interspace, and it's at the old Rainier Brewery.
Okay, so, well, the Rainier Brewery, and then it was Tully's for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we all know that building right mm-hmm. next to I-5. Mm-hmm. just south of downtown Seattle. I've never been in there since it's not been a brewer. I think the only time I wasn't in there when it was Tully's, but I think I don't remember who, but I went on. I remember going on a tour when I was much younger of the Rainier Brewery and seeing them make beer. I mean, way back in the day. But I haven't been in there since then. So they've what transformed it into meeting spaces or what? What's it like?
Yeah, I think it's about. There's several different offices. There's a larger space. I believe it's around 1,500 square feet, and then there's some smaller offices that you can also rent. So. What we did yesterday was in an interspace. It's an intuitive fair, and there are anywhere from maybe just six or eight readers, and it was our third event, and it's just really a lot of fun because Kristen, who has put this whole thing together, and she's created just a beautiful space, and it has a really nice energy, and she's handpicked all the readers. She will only have people that have specific kind of areas that she feels really good about that she's actually done readings with, and when I go, I just walk in and I just feel like this wonderful energy. And I think the people that come also get that benefit. And it's been a really positive event. So it's every other month. It's
Okay. So this is a regular thing. Mm-hmm. So every other month, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. This is November. So December. That mean another one in January.
Well, there is an exception after I said that.
Okay.
Of course. Always an exception. So this is our third event every other month. So yes, we will be doing it in January. It'll be, I think it's Saturday, January 2nd.
Well, you'll get that information. It's not on current events yet, but you'll get me that information. So we'll have it up on current events.
But because of the holidays, we're also going to do, there's something on December 14th. It's a Saturday, December 14th. And they're going to do like a craft fair and they'll also have readers.
Oh, okay. Well, that's getting close enough to that we need that on current events too. So Darcy will update me on current events and then Rhonda from Indigo Dog will update our website and get those events up on current events.
Yeah.
Because you've got something. Do you have something? Are you doing another radio show?
I am.
And that's coming up here pretty soon, isn't it?
It's Ohm Times, O-M, Ohm Times. And it's called Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And it's at noon on Wednesdays. So it'll be this Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday.
And they can check out, my Facebook page.
So that would be Darcy Pariso on Facebook, huh?
Yeah,
P-A-R-I-S-O.
Right, Paris with an O.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
It is, Paris with an O.
Uh-huh. And I have another page. It's Angels and Animals, and that's where I post a lot of animal things. In fact, I share a lot of the wonderful posts that you put out, Martha.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Or it's on my website.
I've been posting some good ones, too.
You do. I love the baby elephant playing with the woman.
Oh, isn't that cute? Little cuddle times with the baby elephant. There's two of those videos up there now.
Yeah.
Really, really cute. And, there was just a lot of really, there's a video of a guy in a kayak. He's just kayaking around, out in the sound somewhere. And this little seal jumps on his kayak. And wants seal cuddles, and gets on top of him and hugs him and just rides around with him. It's like, it's so cute. It's just really cute. Oh, and then there's one that there's a penguin story and there's a little fawn deer story. There's just all kinds of really cool stories and videos this week that I posted. So you have to check them all out. Let's see. Looks like. Okay, I can tell you that all phone lines are full right now, so I'll give you the phone numbers, jot them down. When we end a call, that will be your cue to pick up your phone if you want to get in line, and we will get to you as soon as we can, but just so you know, if you're not familiar with Animal World, I don't do slam dunk radio. So we don't you can only ask one thing, and we got 2-3 minutes and then we're done. We will take the time that we need to truly help you with what's going on. And that being said, why don't we get started here with our first call? We're going to Kingston. I think we have to take a ferry to do that. We need juice.
Or we can travel energetically.
Yeah, right. So we're headed to Kingston and welcoming Deborah. Deborah, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Thank you. Hello, all of you family members over there.
Yay!
I'm calling on behalf of Munch Kitty. He was a local neighborhood feral cat that we took in about 6 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
He's been neutered. He's indoor only, but I walk him several times a day on a harness.
Oh, how good for you.
I flea comb him. I don't see any evidence of fleas, but I know he might still have them. But he's had severe, I assume, food allergies. He's licked himself bald in lots of places.
Oh, dear.
Dr. Bill, we saw Dr. Bill a couple months ago,
uh-huh.
and he recommended that we put him on rabbit or venison food,
uh-huh.
and it's taken this long to wean him off of everybody else's food.
I see.
You know, he keeps sneaking, but for the last week, he's been only dry venison or canned venison or raw or canned rabbit.
Okay, and how's he doing?
Well, he's still licking himself raw, but not as severely as he was a month ago.
Okay.
Now, as much as my husband has been poo-pooing Martha Norwalk stuff for years, last week he asked me to call you today.
Oh, bless his heart. All right. Sometimes it takes those husbands a while to get on board.
Well, you and I are Geminis, and he's a Capricorn, and he's a little more hard-headed. But he's a realist. He knows when something works, do it.
Okay. Well, now, the first time, you know, Darcy, are you getting a connection with Munch, Kitty?
Yes. And we are inside of an Airstream trailer, in case you're getting a hard time getting a signal. He's sitting in the window, but we are in an Airstream trailer.
All right. Yeah, you sound like you're in something, but we've got a good, clear phone connection.
Yes, we do.
And sounds like Darcy's clearing. Now, you know, Dr. Bill, of course, is right, and venison and rabbit can, you know, are some of the best choices for hypoallergenic diets.
It's an addiction, venison.
Okay. But maybe, I don't know if Darcy can tune in and see if he's on an appropriate diet right now that will help him heal. Of course, there can be, you know, the underlying endocrine immune imbalance, you know, the whole Plechner thing.
Yeah, which, here's something else I talked with Dr. Bill about when he saw Munch, and that was for a year now, I've had Munch on saw palmetto soft gels. Saw palmetto, I found it's a tonic herb for thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
He was exhibiting all of the Plechner symptoms, the red line on the gums, the anxiety, the loss of appetite.
Yeah.
And the saw palmetto resolved that. And it worked so well, I can actually tell when he spit out a pill. I will find a pill laying around because he starts exhibiting the
Well, that's real interesting because, you know, it may, but what I have to say, the caveat to that, of course, is that it may be alleviating the signs, but it doesn't mean it's balancing the hormone profile. So we really don't know unless we do the blood test.
Okay.
But on the other hand, the other thing that's pinging in my mind is our new advertisers, Tia and David Akrish, and their Chinese herbs for you, and their, you know, heal my pet. .info because they've got a great supplement for cats. They also have a great skin cream for animals. Now they're going to be in the studio with me 2 weeks from now. So, you know, that might be a good time. You know, I mean, you can certainly check out their stuff. And I didn't tell you all, they've got a lot of free information available. There's a free download. And when we do their ads in the next couple hours, you know, I'll tell you there's a free download for a Kindle or a book about all the stuff. And I know, and then there's a Kindle $2.99. You can get the Kindle version of a book they've written.
I don't have a smart anything.
but at any rate, they've got a lot of good information about Chinese herbs and stuff, and that kind of thing could be helpful for this kitty. Now, I also want to remind you before I turn it over to Darcy that next week is Vet Sunday, and we will have not only Dr. Bill in the studio, but Dr. Doug Yearout will also be here. You know, and he's the alternative method, homeopathy and herbs and all the natural stuff. So it would be really good, you know, for you to call in next Sunday, Deborah, because that we can pick both of their brilliant veterinary minds for free.
Good.
Okay.
I will give it a shot.
All right. Now let's see. And the other thing I was going to tell you about again is Dr. Nels.
Yes.
NelsHealingMinistry.com, because we'll see what Darcy gets, and if we need confirmation on that kind of stuff, Dr. Nels, he can do a remote for you, either a 15 or 30 minute session, and test what foods Munch is sensitive to and what ones he isn't. And that can be of benefit as well. He won't be back in the studio for a free, remote session until the second week of December. But there's all kinds of things we can use to help. So let's see what Darcy's getting for Munch.
Well, first of all, thanks for calling, Deborah. I immediately saw for Munch that it feels to me like inflammation, and the food is calming it down.
It is.
Because I saw that he had this like certain level of inflammation, and it's going down. So the food is clearly helping. So that was a really good move. And it's so synchronistic that you called about talked about the herb when we were just talking about heaven and earth. But that has helped. I'm not sure if it's getting to the bottom of things, and it would be
the palmetto that she talked about. So you're seeing that is helping.
Yeah, I think that it's helped, but I don't know if it's the same thing that you said, Martha.
That it's actually changing the hormone profile, but it is addressing the signs.
It is, yes. But I really think that if you call in next week and you talk to both Dr. Doug and Dr. Bill, you have the best of both worlds. Because
thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so at this point, the good news, Deborah, now how long did you say that Munch has actually just been on the venison and rabbit?
Well, about a week.
I was going to say it's new. It's new because he feels, if I were to look at him and see his intestinal tract, and it seems like, I see it almost like a long balloon, a long elongated balloon or rounded balloon, oval, maybe oval. And it feels that it's like it's better by maybe 10 to 20%, 10 to 15%, which maybe doesn't sound like a lot, but it's already progress. And I think that going forward, it's going to continue.
And I would say when, we really have food sensitivities or especially true allergies, it can be at least 7 to 10 days of having everything out of his system before we really start kick in to good healing and balance. But I think the good news is that we can confirm is that the new food is working. It's calming down. Now, the one concern I have, and let's see what Darcy gets as I talk about this, is I think you said you are feeding both venison and rabbit.
The rabbit he's been eating daily, but not solely, for about 2 months. And the venison, we only just found the venison he liked a week ago. The dry venison.
My concern would be feeding both of them as opposed to
rabbit.
One or the other. It would really be better right now to do just the venison and not feed the rabbit, because then we can find out, does everything, in a 30-day period, does everything clear up? Is everything good on the venison? And then you have something to rotate to, because then we can put him on the rabbit and see, does everything stay gone on the rabbit? Because then you have a way to rotate. Because with really sensitive animals, ideally, you want a rotation so you get that protein out of their system for at least a 30-day period so they don't become allergic to it, because it's consistent exposure to the same thing that develops allergies. And just because they start out as hypoallergenic, if you feed them every day consistently for long enough, if your animal's immune system is imbalanced, they will develop a sensitivity at least to that food. So we really would want to do one or the other. Darcy, do you get a handle? Would it venison be best at this point or rabbit? And if he's been on for about rabbit for about a month, probably venison would be the way to go. But I don't know. Let's see what Darcy gets.
With the rabbit, it's a raw extruded into pellets. And I've been having him give him the pellets as if they're a pill, because he doesn't eat it voluntarily. Whereas with dry venison, he eats voluntarily.
Okay, so that's kind of a good sign there. Also, now I don't know if you've tried any raw foods with him, but Natural Pet Pantry does make rabbit, a frozen rabbit raw food.
Okay.
That's made local and is organic. So that's another option. But I know Darcy's tuning in. Are you getting anything about...
So, Deborah, what was the rabbit? What type of food is that?
The brand is Stella and Chewy.
Oh, okay.
It's raw rabbit extruded, pressed into little pellets and frozen.
I've had all those foods, too, for my animals. Because I feel that raw food would be good, because it feels a lot to do with hydration also.
Yes.
It feels more soothing and calming, and easier to digest for some reason.
Is that the rabbit you said?
Whether the raw food.
The raw food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know that he likes, but I think that you have to work with whatever you have. If you're transitioning him, if he is happy with the dry venison, then that's a plus. Because
well, it's a dehydrated dry, so don't you put water in it?
No, it's not dehydrated.
Oh.
It's raw meat just frozen into nuggets that I thaw.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. Because I feel like the raw is better for him, and it feels more soothing.
Okay.
It feels more calming, more soothing. And I know Stella & Chewy's is an excellent brand. So I think, you know, the adding water to it is fine.
Well, she's feeding
but
addiction
feels...
right now, but I don't... does Stella & Chewy's make a cat version? I know they make dog. I don't...
Yeah, the cat version's in a purple bag.
Okay.
Okay. And so, do they sell it frozen also? I think they do in some stores.
I think they do it both ways. I think you can buy dehydrated raw or frozen raw.
Yeah.
I've been getting the frozen raw. But I haven't found anybody who makes a frozen raw or dehydrated raw venison. So I've been...
Stella & Chewy's does. They have a venison.
Yes, I believe they do.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if it's in a cat version, but I know they have it for dogs because I've got a bag of it in my closet at home.
Yes, me too.
So I could give them the dog version, right? It would be better than nothing raw.
Hmm, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I would ask Dr. Doug that, if you could give a cat dog food.
Call in next week and let's ask the vets that question.
We'll do.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems like they would be.
But I say we go with either the venison or the rabbit, at least while we're testing, to find out are both of those good protein sources for him.
Yeah.
The other, you could speed it up by calling Dr. Nels and do a quick remote just to test the food things.
Okay.
To find out what works for him. He can also tell you how long that you can feed it without causing a problem.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because he can, with kinesiology, check that out.
Mm-hmm.
But what we want to do is find at least two foods that he does well on, and then you can rotate them.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Very much.
All righty, Deborah, and say hi to your husband from Martha.
Yeah.
I will.
All right.
We'll be listening for you all. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will come back. Linda in Port Ludlow, you're next. We do have one open phone line now, and we will get right back to phone calls after we pay the bills. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins, it comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator, mix up your animal friend's food, add in Missing Link, and then a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for cats. There's three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, the other on hip and joint, and the other new senior formula that has New Zealand green mussel in it. And then there's a bird formula, and there's a poultry formula, so all you city chickens can have Missing Link. And that's pretty cool. And there's a horse formula. There's also a more potent veterinary formula. Dr. Doug has that on his shelf. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Stay informed with news, traffic, and weather at the top of the hour, weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this first hour of Animal World already. We don't call it the fastest 3 hours in radio for nothing, just zoom by goes. We got 2 full hours to go when we finish this hour, and it is Talk With Your Animal Sunday. Darcy Pariso's in the house. We're taking your phone calls. We've got one open line now if you want to get in at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And you did hear about, of course, Designing Health and Missing Link. And sometime later in the show, when we have a couple of, you know, more than one open phone line, we'll do the Missing Link giveaway. And then check out the NuPro supplements at www.nuprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. So many. We've got the bases covered on supplements for our animal friends these days. All right, we are headed back to the phone, and Port Ludlow is our destination. And Linda, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, how are you doing today, Linda?
We're good. How are you?
I'm super.
Okay, but it looks like first on your list is your kitty Mocha. Is that right?
Well, I have 2 cats and 2 birds.
Oh, 2 cats and 2 birds. Okay.
Yes. And there's problems with one of the birds and one of the cats.
Okay, well, let's start with the cat. Is that Mocha?
The cat is Mocha.
And what's going on with Mocha?
Hyperthyroidism.
Hyperthyroid, that's what I thought. Okay.
So she has had the treatment in Seattle.
Is that the radiation treatment?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So he should be good with that now.
Yeah, she seemed like she was doing fine, and then yesterday she started throwing up again all over the place.
Ah.
And that's what started it. So I did have some medicine for that, and I had an extra package just in case, and before she had the thyroid treatment, so I saved that. So I started her on that yesterday. She's throwing up again this morning all over the place.
Wow.
So I didn't know what she is getting, going to the doctor again to get retested this next week. She had to wait a month before and then she gets checked to make sure there isn't anything else wrong with her or whatever.
Okay, so it's been recent that she's had the radiation treatment.
A month ago.
Yeah, because normally that kind of kills the thyroid stuff, so you know, there wouldn't be a recurrence unless there's some kind of issue.
That's one of the reasons why I'm calling in. I didn't know if it might
occur. Well, yeah, Darcy's tuning in, so I guess, you know, Darcy, kind of curious about, are there other health issues going on, or is this related to the hyperthyroid condition?
Well, I immediately heard when you first said Mocha, I heard that there's something else, it's something new, but there's something else. And I'm really drawn to her whole abdominal area, and I feel the can't keep anything down and sick to the stomach and feeling that coming up. And then I'm drawn to her throat, the side of each side of her throat, and they seem like they're related. And wouldn't that be...
Okay, well, now the thyroid's kind of in the throat area.
Yeah. Yeah, and it also feels like there's a burning, and that may be due to the vomiting also, though.
That could be the intestinal or stomach acids coming up. That could cause a burning. But
it feels like it's like permeating through the whole core of her body. It's almost like a circular movement, that there's some sort of
interesting
energy or something moving through her in a circle, like an oval. And she just, like, she doesn't know what to do with this. It's like...
it can't be a pleasant thing.
Yeah, feeling sick to her stomach and then burning in her throat. And I'm asking if this has to do with the hyperthyroid, and I'm hearing loosely, that it feels like there's something else.
Okay.
And
could it be stress from the bird?
Stress from the bird?
Yeah.
Tell us, okay, let's talk about what's going on with the bird.
Okay, I had two birds and two cats, and the two birds were happy and everybody happy family.
Okay, what kind of birds?
There are two conures. One was a sun conure, one is a crimson belly conure, and they were both boys.
Okay.
And the sun conure died.
Ah.
And so the crimson belly conure, Rico, would cry and fly around the house trying to find it.
Oh, looking for his mate. Oh.
Something was on an email that somebody was trying to get rid of a sun conure. It was a year old, and they hatched it from a baby. So I went over and met it, and it looked just like Spike. And so I said I would take it. So I brought it home, and all of a sudden, it started diving at the cat, kicking everybody. Nobody could be near me. It would be in the cage watching it with its one eye looking at me, and every time I would be holding the cats and stuff, it would zoom on them. When Ron would come home, he called you, I think, 2 weeks ago, and when he came home, it was biting at Ron's neck.
Oh, so, that's right. Yeah. I think, was that when Jude and Paul were on?
Right.
Yeah.
So I wasn't on, but... so anyway, this bird, we were getting to the point of Ron was saying, let's get rid of the bird.
I was going to say, this bird's writing his ticket out of there.
Yeah, it is.
Because this is unacceptable behavior, but maybe Darcy can have a conversation here. But first, so we want to know, I guess, what we're looking at here is Mocha's upset stomach and all the stuff going on with Mocha. Is that because they're being attacked by this bird, and this bird has kind of upset the whole apple cart? Is that related?
Yes.
And then we got to look at, is there anything we can do with the new bird to get him to change his behavior? And
what I've been doing is everything you guys said last time. I've been visualizing that BB is the new bird. She can't attack the animal, other animals, if she wants to be part of the family, and that Ron's part of the family, so she can't attack it. Well, so, and then I got that BB wants to fly. And I said, BB, you can fly. Just don't attack the other animals. So she stopped doing that. I put her in a timeout anytime she did it. And I was doing it for a day, and then I was told not to do that, so just to give her a timeout, like 3 minutes. Well, it was 3 minutes all day. But at least she wasn't landing on the animals yesterday.
Okay, if you do that timeout sequence, Linda, you can start with 3 minutes and then let her out again. She does it again, then double the time. And each time she does it, double or triple the time she's in timeout.
Well, the problem is she doesn't care to be in timeout. Because she plays in her, she has this great big huge cage, and she plays in there, and she doesn't have a problem at all.
Okay.
But by doing that with BB, then Rico gets upset because Rico wants to be in there with her, because now Rico thinks
we have all kinds of crazy dynamics going on here.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see what Darcy's getting so far related to all of this.
Yeah, so I'm now really getting stressed out about the whole thing. Yesterday I had Sammy in my arms, and BB dived at her face. I put my hand quickly over Sammy's face, and I got bit just like Ron was getting bit.
Oh, jeez.
So she's in the cage. She's looking at us every time one of the other animals is in my lap, because they all like to be in my lap. She's got one eye, like, watching. And I just say, it's okay, you know, everybody has their time. And so right now she's screeching in the living room because she wants to be out to have her time. But anyway, that's what's going on in the house. It's very stressful. And I'm trying to keep calm and everything, but right this second, I've been just picking up vomit all day this morning. So that's why Ron called me and said, get on the phone.
Yeah.
So that's
well,
what's going on.
Okay. We just got a very short period of time, Darcy.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
So,
I also have your number, so I will call you later as well.
Well, what we can do is we can hold you over while we, you know, close out this hour, start
okay.
up the next hour.
Okay.
Does that? Would you like that time? And then you can kind of work with. Yeah. So let's let Darcy kind of. What's the sun conure that's causing the trouble? What is that bird's name?
BB.
Okay. Let's go ahead and we're going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two. We'll let Darcy have a conversation with BB, the sun conure, while we're doing that and see if there's hope for stabilizing her behavior because it certainly sounds like she's a high stimulation to the stress in the household and how that relates to Mocha and that sort of thing. And then we'll bring you up right after the top of the hour. And then, you know, Celeste and Jerry, hold on because you guys will be after Linda. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More talk with the animals right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.